Breakfast in Dorset
with Steve Harris,
BBC Radio Solent.
He's my knight in shining armour with a waggy tail. That's what Karen Ruddleston from Poole has to say about her unique dog, Coco. Karen has Addison's disease, which means that her body doesn't produce a certain type of steroid. And if she didn't replace it with medication, she could fall into a coma or even die. Now, Karen lives with her friend Wendy, and Wendy has an assistance dog, or had an assistance dog, called Caesar. A few years ago, Caesar began acting differently when Karen, when she got into a situation where her cortisol levels were dangerously low. So Karen and Wendy looked into the possibility of getting a medical detection dog that could sense through smell when Karen's cortisol levels needed topping up. That dog was trained, and 5 years ago, Karen took delivery of a chocolate Labrador called Coco.
Hi, Karen.
Steve.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks very much. What a lovely house.
Ah, thank you. This is Coco.
Hey, Coco.
Come on, puppy. Yes, get your
Basically, I don't have any adrenal glands. I will explain this. Everybody has adrenal glands that sit on top of the kidneys. Now, the adrenal glands is actually very, very small, but very, very, very important for your body to function. It produces your salt, it produces your hormone, it produces your cortisol, basically all the chemicals you need for your organs and your body to function. In the year 2004, I actually had to have mine removed because I had tumours on them. Mm. And they took both of them away and not just one.
And so you don't produce any cortisol at all. As I understand it, that's the main issue, where if your cortisol levels drop too low, then you could effectively fall into a coma.
That's right. I don't produce any cortisol at all, and I take medication for it. But if the cortisol levels start to drop, unbeknown to myself, you will, you could, and probably would fall into a coma.
And what happened to you before Coco came along was that you, on two or three occasions, you actually did get past that point where you'd worn out your cortisol and you were actually quite ill. But Caesar, Wendy's dog, was showing signs that he knew that something wasn't quite right.
He was acting really weird and sticking by me and wouldn't move and just licking and licking and pawing at me. The first time I didn't think anything of it and I ended up in hospital in a crisis. Second time, exactly the same thing. And then I got to thinking, well, this dog's knowing something. And then the third time when he did it, that time I did actually get told that I might not make it through the night. So that is when I started investigating if a dog could actually alert to my cortisol levels, because that is the only one thing that was wrong.
And there's this body called Medical Detection Dogs. You approached them and said, look, would it be possible, do you think, to train a dog to be alert to this aspect of my physiology? And what did they say?
I did. Now, Addison's disease actually is quite common in dogs.
Really?
It is.
Okay.
But not so common in people. And when I spoke to Dr. Claire Guess, she says, I've heard of it in dogs, but not people. Now, medical detection dogs have the backing of doctors, and the doctor then was Dr. John Church, and she said she would go and have a word with Dr. Church about it and find more about it, because she wasn't 100% sure herself about it. And they had long discussions, and then Claire came back to myself and we talked a lot more, and then Claire went back to the trustees and back to the other medical team, and they said, okay, we will give it a go. So thank goodness for me, 12, 18 months later, I got an assistance dog called Coco.
When was the first time that he was useful? He showed and you realised that you were about to have an episode, a crisis?
The second night I got him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Claire left him here with us, and that was on a Friday. And Saturday, he was alerting.
And what does that mean? What does he do when he's alerting?
Coco, he has a stare. He'll come and sit right in front of you and just stare and stare and stare as though the world around him isn't going on. It just stops. And then he smells your breath, and he then licks and licks and licks to the point where you can feel every nodule in his tongue. And he goes on and on and on and on. bit like a bad husband, on and on and on and on.
See, I've just had some friendly licks on my palm there, but I would know the difference between...
No, he has two kinds of lick. He has a puppy lick. I call him a puppy lick, yeah, when he's giving you a little love and saying hello. And then he has an alert lick. But he doesn't only do this during the day. He also does it at night when I'm asleep. Coco has his own bed at the side of me. And when I'm in bed, he wakes me up. But sometimes I will roll over and say to him, stop it, you know, knock it off, get back into bed. And when I roll over, he actually jumps on the bed and starts licking inside my ear to try and wake me up. Mm. And he does not do anything until I've had my medication.
It's a stupid question, but what difference has Coco made to your life?
He's given me my life back. Like, I go travelling, he's given me my confidence back. I like meeting people now, as before I was a hermit, stayed in the house, didn't say boo to a goose. I travelled to America, we've carried the Olympic torch together, we were games makers at the Olympic Games in the Athletes Village, and I just love it. He's my knight in shining armour with a waggy tail.
My knight in shining armour with a waggy tail. Isn't that brilliant? That's Karen Ruddleston from Pool, her unique dog Coco, who actually, for the record, is very handsome as well. You can see some pictures of him on our Twitter account. We are at BBC Radio Solent.